And now, Michiana Chronicles, a series by area writers about their daily lives. This week, Heather Curley Novak is remembering her mother.
Dear Mom, I'm almost glad that you died when I was 13 years old. Last night, John and I watched the movie Everybody's Fine, where parenthood and life can go wrong and painful. Afterwards, I went up to Libby's bedroom where she was finally asleep, and I lifted her up into my arms, onto my lap, and I held her and rocked her and cried into her soft, sweet neck. Then I did the same with Portia. Neither of them woke up. They slept the deep sleep of little girls and good living. I thought of you. I thought of how you lived, both laughing and sad. How I could understand your drinking better now, you being a single mom back before it was normal. How lonely you must have been, despite your friends and family nearby. They weren't at home with us every night. I think about different conversations you and I had, pulling them through the filter of my adulthood. You were the same age when you died as I am right now. You died without us having a last meaningful conversation. You left me rootless and lost, despite having a good dad to live with. At school, I was afraid to be left alone in the bathroom, figuring my friends would rush out and leave me while I was indisposed. I inherited some money from you and could move out of an unhealthy situation and into my very own apartment with your cloth napkins on the table. As I write, I realize in flashes it is your table. Your tablecloth-covered table and cloth napkins that I see just as much as Dad's when I set my table and yearn for family dinners. I can understand more of why good conversation over a meal makes me crazy and controlling. I cannot explain to my 3 and 5-year-olds that any meal together could be our last before something else happens. I cannot both inform them and not scare them, so I swallow the fear and I try not to yell when what I imagine and need in my head does not unfold at the dinner table. I try to enjoy the moments for what they are and not what I want them to be. I have felt the loss of you so many times. I lost the woman in my life who should nurture me through the what being a woman, mother, and wife really means. I've cobbled these life lessons together from other wonderful women in my life instead. I bask in the love from Monty, my mother-in-law. She loves me well, accepts me in my mess, and I'm not afraid to be honest with her about most of my struggles. I am grateful for her as my mother-in-love, and I know it's a rare relationship to have. Sometimes I can speak of you like lines in a play. Other times just seeing a grown woman shopping with her mom brings me to tears so fast I need to turn away. I buy myself things. I buy myself a gift from you instead of for you. I pamper myself on your behalf. All of this reminds me to make memories for my girls. I feel a lot of pressure from myself to be memorably awesome, just in case. On top of being a mother who disciplines and teaches and guides my girls into strong women. I'm so busy teaching them about the world, life, how not to be greedy, to have good manners, to think of others, and to, oh my Lord, stop talking, that I feel wiped out most days. But I'm also letting them eat Garrett's cheese popcorn in bed in our Chicago hotel. I surprise them with cake for breakfast on their birthdays. We go out for ice cream in our pajamas. We go on adventures to the craft store, and we paint paper plates and boxes and themselves. We cook and bake together, making a heck of a mess. I give my fear of something else to God. I beg Him to give us all long, healthy lives. I try to take peace in the lack of control I have. What I can do is love my daughters when they are in front of me. I can teach them through my example and my mistakes. I can love them. Mom, I will always wonder what we would have been like now. I wonder how you would have lived the rest of your life if there had been more of it. Because you died, I have lived more vibrantly, and part of me will always be grateful for your absence. I love you. I miss you. And thank you for your joy and laughter that lives in me. I live my love out loud because of you. For Michiana Chronicles, I'm Heather Curley Novak.
Well, Lord, how sweet and happy it seemed, those days of which I dreamed.
Oh, yeah.
And memory called now and then.
Oh, yeah.
Lord, and with a repeating sweet, my where the heart be.
So true.
My good heaven, mother, I pray again. If I could
Michiana Chronicles is a presentation of 88.1 WVPE.